Hi, I'm Kuntia. Just thought I'm going to talk to you about what is communication. A simple understanding is that when you want to share your ideas, thoughts, feelings, views, etc., you frame meaningful sentences or statements and express them to your family and friends, right? As a matter of fact, having a conversation is the most beautiful experience. Just imagine, this gift of speech is enjoyed only by us human beings. Dogs can bark, cats can meow, donkeys can bray, but human beings can bring about magic in another person's life through their tone of voice. Do you know that through your intonation, stress on words, pitch and control and loudness of your voice, you can create a magical atmosphere? So come, practice with me how to modulate your voice. I'll pick a story and tell you about it, bringing into play and dance of emotions, stress on words, flow and rhythm. Today I'm going to talk to you about managing feelings. Well, feelings can be anger, frustration, disgust, irritation, etc. My take is on anger. When you get angry, it could have many reasons. There are some, for example, you're in a traffic jam. First, ask yourself before anger gets better of you, is that traffic in your control? Obviously not. So find out, when angry, what is under your control and what isn't? What can you do instead of fuming? How about putting a radio on or a podcast and listen to some interesting stories or soothing music? Well, that's okay. What if someone is irritating me consistently, provoking me, insulting me? For one, I would search for stories that help me to respond rather than react. It requires self-awareness, self-restraint, and forbearance. Yes, but I could tell you in a story form. All right? Long, long ago, there were many mistakes, but one of the mistakes. He used to go to have bath early in the morning near the seashore. And as he would return back, he would find a scorpion or two. And he would hold it in his hands and throw it back into the sea. And the scorpion would definitely sting him. Yet he wouldn't bother. And every day this would be happening. The disciple who used to go bathing with him got irritated once. That what's this master up to? Doesn't he have common sense that if you go near a scorpion or touch a scorpion, it's going to sting you? So why is he doing that? One day he said, I'm going to ask him. So he said, Master, I want to ask you something. He said, yes, go ahead. He said, I see you helping the scorpions by putting them back into the sea. And they go on stinging you. And yet you continue helping them. May I know why? So the master said, the nature of the scorpion is to sting, but I am a human being. I can choose to understand, ignore its caustic nature, and still help it to survive. Well, what do you think? What the responding was better than reacting and killing? Let me know. Send me a message. Okay? And Mahatma Gandhiji also said, eye for an eye will make the whole world blind. So you see, we human beings have the ability to discern what is right and wrong and see to it that no one makes you lower your standard of goodness. With this, I take your leave. Thank you very much for listening to me. And please do drop in any questions you feel I should address, and I'll decide. All right? Bye.